Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to turn our attention to Seoul, South Korea, where BBC correspondent John Sudworth joins us. U.S. nuclear envoy Christopher Hill has returned to South Korea today after 3 days of talks in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. John Sudworth, there are a lot of mysteries about what's going on in North Korea at this moment, principal among them, the nuclear program. What have we learned?
Well, little from Christopher Hill's visit. He's just arrived back here in Seoul this afternoon. It's 7:45 here in the evening now. He's been back a few hours. He's briefing his counterparts in the South Korean government on what the content of his discussions while he's been in Pyongyang have been. But no word to the press yet. Big press pack outside that meeting, hoping to get some sight of what he's been talking about. What we do know is that North Korea has threatened to restart its nuclear reactor. And that's, of course, very worrying indeed. And really what's prompted Christopher Hill to accept the invitation to go to Pyongyang for the talks that have taken place over the last couple of days.
And these faltering negotiations have as a backdrop the mystery about the health and even whereabouts of Kim Jong-il, correct?
Well, that's right. Rumors surrounding his health at the moment, intelligence reports, unconfirmed and denied very strongly by North Korea, suggest that the North Korean leader had some kind of a stroke in August, suffered some sort of a collapse. Various speculation about exactly how much or to what extent he may be incapacitated, some question over whether he is still in control of the country. But as I say, North Korea, very strong denials of that and absolutely saying he's in full health.
I guess what's so mystifying here is that often this nuclear dialogue is kind of a bait and switch sort of scheme where the nuclear talks are one side and there's some sort of quid pro quo issue that eventually comes up in the talks. And when that's settled, then the nuclear issue seems to go away. In this case, there doesn't seem to be much of a quid pro quo on the table.
Well, that's right. It's these talks have been going, this latest round of talks have been going on now for the best part of 5 years. And I think it's fair to say they've been inching towards some kind of progress. A great deal of optimism, don't forget, a couple of months ago when North Korea destroyed the cooling tower at its reactor site. And everybody really very optimistic that we really might start to see the Yongbyon nuclear reactor fully disabled. But they've run into difficulty again. As you say, this is always a question of give and take. The whole premise of these negotiations was that North Korea was going to be compensated into giving up its nuclear weapons, that it was going to get a substantial delivery of fuel aid as well as certain diplomatic concessions. And the latest deadlock concerns how quickly those concessions are being delivered. North Korea thinks it should have already been taken off the U.S. list of state sponsors of terror. The U.S. says it wants to see more verification of the steps North Korea has taken so far. And once again, we're in this period of deadlock.
John, very quickly and finally here, what's the South Korean position on all this? Are they worried?
Well, I think, again, that they're used to ups and downs in this process. But I think in general, still some signs of optimism. North Korea is still talking. The U.S. is still talking to North Korea. And don't forget, a few years ago, the Bush administration was even refusing to sit down with the North Koreans. So that gives you some idea of how far we've come.
The talks are still going on. They are faltering. There are threats of restarting its atomic weapons program. But nevertheless, right now, a lot of mysteries in North Korea. John Sudworth, thanks so much for joining us. John Sudworth is a BBC correspondent in Seoul, South Korea.